Unit 2, pages 18 and 19. Reading.
After the Arts Day, 314 Ocean Avenue, Apartment 109, Bay City 99671. The 22nd of October. Professor D. Barnes, Department of Archaeology and Ancient History, University of the North, Newcastle. Dear Professor Barnes, I am writing to thank you very much for allowing us to reproduce the photographs of your ancient British treasure trove on our festival DVD. As these artefacts have never been publicly displayed, we are most grateful to you for allowing us to include these unique images. Your contribution has made our DVD of special interest to many people. We have just held an Arts Day in the college during which the DVD was launched. One of the exhibitions set up for the day was a photographic gallery with pictures taken by Lucy Duval. The collection included some of the objects you showed during your talk on art and archaeology, and these are on the DVD. I am sending you the festival DVD with this letter, and I hope you will agree that Lucy's photographs enhance the fine quality and beauty of the objects themselves. I am also sending a newspaper cutting of a report on the Arts Day, which I hope you will find interesting. As you will see from the report, many people made very positive comments about the last festival, which we found very encouraging. We are keen to organise another festival for next year, and we are already thinking of how we can make it bigger and better. We are planning to produce a festival programme illustrated in full colour, giving information about all the events and contributors. As one of our literature events, we are thinking about early writing and handwriting as an art form. On behalf of the festival committee, I would like to ask you if you would be willing to contribute to our next festival. We understand that you have a special interest in early forms of writing from around the world, and we would like to invite you to give a talk on that subject. We would also like to ask you if you would write an introduction to the festival programme. As a main contributor to our first festival, we feel sure that people will be interested to read your thoughts about the second one. Should you feel able to respond to our requests, we would be delighted to hear from you. Thank you again for all your support and encouragement during the last year. Yours sincerely, Natasha Sims.
56 Central Street, Apartment 2, Bay City, 99604. The 24th of October. Dear Lee, I'm sending this letter to the Panda Conservation Base Camp and hope that you'll get it when you're back from your field trip. How's it all going? I know you've always wanted to get involved in environmental protection, so I hope this work experience is living up to your expectations. I'd love to hear about it. I thought you'd like to know that we've created a DVD of the festival, and I've enclosed your free copy. Tasha, efficient as ever, has sent one to your father as well, and thanked him again for sponsoring the absolutely sensational fireworks. We were all bowled over by his generosity. There's a great video clip of the display on the disc. I hope you'll be able to look at it. I assume you've got laptops at the base camp. In case you haven't, Lucy printed off one of her photographs. I think it's one of her best. It looks as if a giant hand has scattered fistfuls of colored lights across the sky. She also printed off the enclosed photo of a panda. Knowing how rare they are now, she was a bit concerned that you might not have seen any. She thought you could pin this one up on the wall, just to remind you what you're looking for. I've developed quite a passion for pyrotechnics since this summer, by the way. I suppose there are whole factories in China that are devoted to producing all kinds of different fireworks. I'd really like to know how they are designed and made. I know I'm meant to be keeping my mind on chemistry so that I can study to be a doctor instead of learning how to blow things up, but I'm intrigued by the colors and shapes that explode in the sky like vast scintillating jewels breaking apart. Phenomenal! Perhaps I'll be able to visit one day and find out how it's all done. We've just had a committee meeting for the next festival. Yes, we've decided to take the plunge again. We're thinking about including writing as an art form. I remember you saying once that your father is an enthusiastic amateur calligrapher. I mentioned this at our meeting, and the others took a fancy to the idea of inviting him to demonstrate his calligraphy at our next festival. Could you let us know if you think he'd be up for it? We'd like to have displays of different writing, but if we could show some calligraphy actually being done, that would be even better. We're going to see if we can get Arabic, Georgian, Japanese, and Thai calligraphers too. I'd better get on with a bit of revision now. We've got a test at the end of the week. Some things never change. Best wishes from everyone here. Todd.